Welcome everybody, Shinema 994, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we're in the middle of the Halachos, of course, Mayim Achroinim, trying to finish up. We're talking about the being mafsik, making an interruption in between the Mayim Achroinim and the benching. We even saw, the Mishnah Berurah brought down, others brought down from the Rambam that mamash there is, one should even make a bracha on the Mayim Achroinim. We don't do that, obviously, but that's how far it went. But Lamaisa, the benching, which is supposed to come right after the Mayim Achroinim, and one is not supposed to be making any interruptions. We saw in the Sefer Eitzra Alachas, even Chaf Beis Amma, just like by Mayim Rishonim, when you're washing for bread, the Chaf Beis Amma, which was roughly between 12 to 14 seconds, and if a person can't do that much, they have to walk from the sink. Let's say they wash Mayim Achroinim in the sink or whatever, then as close as possible, but just being careful not to talk out at all, and as little bit of a time delay as possible. So the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos brings down some interesting things. First of all, he says the same thing in reference to, he brings that Ksais HaShulchan, which we spoke about last year, in reference to, many people say on Shabbos, people say Shira Malos during the week, Al Naris Bavel, some, right? So, but Lamaisa, so you're supposed to say it, Lamaisa L'chatchila for sure, you're supposed to say it, before you wash Mayim Achroinim. Let's say you forgot. So he brings down the same thing that, in reference to that Ksais HaShulchan, that one should rewash again in case they forgot. In other words, he says, Aval Lashar Devarm, one shouldn't be mafsik even for divrei Torah. We spoke about v'locha and yira. One should be careful to say. He says al naris bavel, shir malos, and all that. Whatever the person is saying, lifnei netilas mayim achroinim, before they wash mayim achroinim, avol im lo yomer. But if they didn't say it before they wash mayim achroinim, so he says yomer achen netilas mayim achroinim. So then he could say it, but he could say it after mayim achroinim, right? But wash again. He does bring that Ksais HaShulchan that we saw in the Sefer Eitzra Alachas. They both bring it. One should be careful to wash again if they do, in fact, have to say Shir Malas Al Naris Bavel, whatever the case is. And not just that, he says if somebody forgot to talk Divrei Torah by the table, the importance of talking Divrei Torah by the table, right? When a person, we're not talking about while the food is in one's mouth. We're not going to get into that whole thing right now. That's a separate issue. But people sitting at a table, there should be some sort of Divrei Torah spoken at the table. So he says, Lamaisa, that's what the importance of that. And let's say one realized that they finished the meal and there was no Divrei Torah spoken at the meal at all. V'cheinim shachach leimar Divrei Torah ala shulchan minig tamid lahakbid al kach. The minig is to be makbid on that. Yikayim min hagenu, to be makayim that minig, is all from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos. By the way, I'm reading from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos in Ois Yud Dalet, our simin kuf pei aleph. Ois Yud Dalet minigam achan netilas mayim achroinim. If you saw you forgot, you already washed mayim achroinim, then taket say a few words of Torah, and then but v'yitel yadov shuv, go ahead and wash again. So he brings this down also from Sefer Yoyim, others, and we saw like from the Ksais HaShulchan and so on, the importance of talking a few words of Divrei Torah during the course of the meal. The meal shouldn't be any meal in general. It shouldn't just be Divrei Batal, Devarim Batalim, especially goes without saying on Shabbos, the importance of talking Torah on Shabbos. So one should talking. That's how he brings it down. One wants to make sure that Mekayim that Minig. They wash my machroinim, you could talk words of Torah, then just rewash again real quickly, and you go on from there. The same thing with Shira Malas, same thing with Al Naris Bavel. That's how he brings it down. Fine. So now he says the interesting thing. What about if somebody had to use the bathroom, right? I wash my machroinim, and then they realize I have to use the bathroom, right? You're not supposed to bench definitely before a person, if a person needs a bathroom, you need a bathroom. You're not supposed to bench, and especially if a person can't hold out for 72 minutes, then it's also to say brachas in general. That's one has to be careful with that. So the person goes, they use the bathroom, and they already wash mayim achroinim. So what do they do with the yashi yatzar? So he says basically the same thing. Not all the other mayim achroinim. He says this in the beginning in Ois Yodalad, if somebody washes already mayim achroinim, and they have to use the bathroom. So you verach yashi yatzar. Of course, when you come out, you make a yashi yatzar right away. V'achakach, and then you wash again. V'achakach, he told the other. We're talking about a person came out of the bathroom, they wash their hands or whatever, right? They washed. and now they make the regular ashigat tzavacha kach yitalad of sheinis lamayim achrayim. Then go ahead and wash again mayim achrayim. And the importance of saying ashigat tzar as soon as possible when it's halachically okay, meaning the certain times we can't. Right, a person is in the middle of birchas krishma and various different times, person can't talk out. Obviously, so you wait with the ashigat tzar. But in general, the importance of saying ashigat tzar right away is extremely important thing. We spoke about it in the past. The Mishnah Berurah has a whole thing which we did learn also in the past in reference to saying Ashiyatza first or Netil Tzedayim. Somebody came out of the bathroom, how to work it. But he says over there, the Mishnah Berurah says over there, the importance of it's not so posh just to say, well, I'll make a Netil Tzedayim. I'll come out of the bathroom, make my Netil Tzedayim, and then I'll start, take my bike and my Hamoitzi, take a bite, and then I'll say Ashiyatza. And not so simple to say that because of the importance of saying Ashiyatzar immediately. We spoke about what the halacha is over there, how to work it. We said, that, just to say over real quickly to review, according to most poskim, the best thing is to wash a netila. You come out of the bathroom before you're washing for bread. To wash a netila, to wash a washing out of the bathroom, that's not a complete washing. Don't use a utensil. Many poskim hold, don't use a utensil. Don't use a kli. Just wash, let's say, from the faucet. Not a complete washing. And then you make Ashiyatza, and then you wash regular. But in conjunction with those who want to say, possibly either say first Netil Sedayim or Ashiyatza, so Mishnah Berurah explained the importance of saying Ashiyatza right away, how to work with that. Okay, so we see the bottom line is we see the importance of Ashiyatza, of saying it right away. So he says over here also say it right away. Then go ahead and wash my machroinim again. Another interesting thing, he says, let's say somebody heard thunder or lightning, right? So what do? I wash my machroinim. I heard thunder and lightning. Am I allowed to make the bracha? As we know, we make a bracha on thunder and lightning, right? Which, Bezras Hashem, we want to learn those halachas also. Now, what do? Could I make the bracha? Or should I not make the bracha? Or should I make the bracha after benching? So he says, no, if you heard thunder and lightning, and you had to answer amen, right? So, or you answered amen and some other people's brachas or something along those lines, let's say, thunder and lightning is the bracha, but let's say you had somebody else made a bracha to answer amen. So he says, he says the same thing. Chenya said the same thing one should do, if it's possible to rewash again, right? To rewash again, if it's possible on those, if you had to answer, but that's a small hefsik, but at least that much, if a person is making the bracha on thunder and lightning, you should make it. But he says again, the same thing, to rewash again, like we saw by the Yashi Yatzar and so on. Okay. Okay, well, enough with this. Obviously, we realize that with Mayim Achronim, there's no bracha involved, so it's not a question of, like, by Netil Sidayim before washing for bread, so you have a question of a bracha, how to work it, you already made the bracha, what, when, and where, that's much more complicated. But when dealing with Mayim Achronim, it's just a question of rewashing again, and for sure, but you have it up to the second knuckle, like we said, then a person's become, for sure, kind of mitzvah. So just in all these cases, basically, if one had to do it, whatever had to be done, like we just spoke about in today's shir, just real quickly to wash again, and like this, you will get out of all sfeikus, and you cover pretty much l'kuli alma. Thank you for listening. Aslacha v'racha kol tuv.